Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Castano settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Castano. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Hockett moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen strikes out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Curtwright moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL takes first base on ball four. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kohler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Heath moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kohler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurtwright moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kurtwright. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Peters applying the tag. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Castano for a passed ball. Desautels moves to second. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Desautels moves to third. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Culler moves to second. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Humphreys bunts towards the mound. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Culler moves to third. Castano moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Culler. The slide. Desautels applies the tag. Culler is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullenbein scores. Rocco moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurtwright strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Humphreys covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Culler takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castano for the out. Culler moves to second. One out. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rocco is hit by the pitch. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hodgson moves to third. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hockett hits a line drive towards first. QL catches it and steps on first to double up Peters. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Heath moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. One out. It's 6-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 4 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jean Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Desautels for a passed ball. Moses moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.